AAA projected more than 45 million people will travel at least 50 miles or more from home over the Memorial Day holiday period, starting Thursday into Monday. And this year's domestic travel forecast is up more than 1 million travelers compared to last year, and it does set a new Memorial Day weekend record. So we want to know how our airports are looking, how they're preparing for this, and we're going to be talking about that, plus some new technology at one of our biggest airports in Connecticut, Bradley International Airport. First, let's talk about those projections and how it could be impacting air travel this week. Joining us now, Brian Spiros is here, who is with the Connecticut Airport Authority, which oversees Bradley International Airport. And we also have Teresa Rena Weber here, who is the CEO of Good Maps. I'm going to get to Teresa's part of this story in just a moment. But Brian, let's first talk about those projections and how is Bradley preparing for this upcoming weekend?
Well, good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having us. We are expecting it to be busy here at Bradley starting tomorrow through next week as people get away for the long holiday weekend. Anytime we're experiencing busy periods of travel, you know, we're making sure that we're adequately staffed and that everyone is ready to handle the influx of passengers that will be coming through the airport.
And obviously, we haven't heard anything from the CAA in regards to this, but I'd be remiss not to say this, Brian. I know that travelers are almost avoiding, like the plague, Newark Airport because of staffing issues, really tech issues being the big one. There was also an issue of a near miss in LaGuardia over this weekend. So what would you say to passengers in regards to the tech issues we're seeing at other airports? Again, not at Bradley, but what would you say to that, but also to some of the near misses we have seen at other runways, even as close as New York?
Yeah, so it's hard for me to speak to any of the incidents that have happened at other airports, but certainly it is making headlines. I think the biggest takeaway for people is that flying is extremely safe here at Bradley. We, you know, it's been business as usual. There's been no issues, flights arriving and departing on time. Certainly people are paying attention, but I think people should just keep in mind that, again, you know, flying is extremely safe. It's the safest form of transportation. And we're seeing that, you know, people are still taking to the skies, and we're seeing this record number of people. So it's certainly in the back of people's minds, but, you know, here at Bradley, it's business as usual.
And just to reiterate, Brian, not to put words in your mouth, but if I heard you correctly, we've had no recent incidents at Bradley International Airport regarding near misses or air traffic controller issues, anything like that.
No, we have not had any of those types of issues here at Bradley.
So let's talk about tech updates, because in the meantime, while we are looking at some of the travel woes that people are worried about, if you are traveling here in Connecticut, for example, at Bradley International Airport, they just launched brand new technology. It's called Good Maps. And to explain sort of this transformative technology throughout the airport to really give a better experience to passengers, Teresa Rena Weber is here, who is the CEO of Good Maps. And Teresa, welcome to the show. What is this?
Thank you so much, Melissa. So Good Maps is indoor navigation. So we all are familiar with using Google Maps or Waze, but when we get to a complex indoor space like an airport, we're kind of left to our own devices, and there hasn't been a good solution to help give travelers that really accurate turn-by-turn navigation in complex spaces. And so Good Maps was actually launched out of a partnership with the American Printing House for the Blind. So it was designed with inclusivity at the forefront to make sure that any traveler, regardless of whether they're navigating with disabilities, language barriers, or just time constraints and are directionally challenged, which I say most of us are, can find their way with ease through the airport.
So how does it work, Teresa? Like, let's say I'm walking into Bradley International Airport right now, and I want to use Good Maps. How does it work?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to go to their app store, whether that's on iOS or Android, and download for free the Good Maps indoor navigation app. And it'll walk you through a set of tutorials for how to use the app. But we use something called computer vision or visual positioning. So we have not installed any beacons or sensors. We don't use GPS, which, as many people know, doesn't work very well indoors. And so Good Maps actually went on site to Bradley International Airport and took a scan of the entire airport. We walked through it with a LiDAR device, which is a laser device that picks up all of the architectural feature points in the airport, all of the visual cues. And so when you're using the free Good Maps app, we're taking in the imagery of all of those feature points in the airport and triangulating your position with incredible accuracy. We can find where someone is in an indoor space down to about 25 centimeters or less than a foot. And that allows us to help blind and low vision passengers, as well as everyone else, find their way to the door handle of the bathroom or the elevator button or their gate with ease.
When you hear the projections from AAA in the upcoming Memorial Day weekend travel, more than 45 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles or more from home over the Memorial Day holiday weekend, which starts Thursday, goes until Monday. Of course, the majority of people are driving, but the next highest group, people who are taking to the airways. And, you know, people are very focused on what's going on with airports across the country. And so we wanted to check in with Bradley International Airport, which is run by the CAA. We have Brian Spiros here with the CAA, as well as Teresa Reno Weber. And one thing is for sure that the convenience and the experience at the airport does play a factor. You know, certainly there's only so much control we have over weather, planes being delayed, staffing shortages, things like that, which, again, we haven't heard of those issues at Bradley. So I just want to make sure there's peace of mind there. But certainly the experience at the airport is something that makes any traveler, even if they're an avid flyer, it's their first time, really can make or break that experience with wanting to fly again in the future. So Teresa, who again is the CEO of Good Maps, this new technology that was just installed at Bradley, making it a whole lot easier to get around the airport, know where you're going, have the directions. I mean, literally down to which doorknob you're opening. It's pretty amazing. Teresa, Good Maps, is that something used in other major airports across the country?
It is. So we're in over 230 locations in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K., but we really just started our airport campaign over the last year or so. So in the Connecticut region, for your listeners, besides Bradley International Airport, we're also at TF Green in Providence, Rhode Island. We're in Westchester County in White Plains, New York. And I know you mentioned it. We're actually working with the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey and are at Newark Liberty International Airport on the international terminal side. And we've actually seen a lot of increased usage as they've been having some delays there with people really trying to figure out what's in the airport while I'm here, what restaurants, what amenities, where can I go to if I'm a blind traveler, have my pet relief areas. And so we also have airports across the country. So if you're traveling out to Portland, Portland International Airport, Austin, Texas Airport, Louisville, and we're adding more every month. And we're really excited. In the next couple of days, there'll be a major announcement about some more global airport hubs that we'll be adding to the list.
Brian, I want to bring you back into the conversation. Don't worry, I didn't forget about you. But why did you feel that this was, why did the Connecticut Airport Authority, did you feel that this was imperative to have invested in for Bradley International Airport? Because I think, like I said, there are so many unknowns with air travel and there are so many things that are out of our control. The fact is that Bradley decided to invest in this type of technology to bring at least a better experience to all travelers in Connecticut. Why did they feel that was a priority?
So for us, this is all part of our commitment to accessibility and really making sure that every passenger has a seamless travel experience when they come through Bradley International Airport, regardless of what their needs may be. You know, you can just imagine navigating a busy airport and you aren't able to see or hear or really, you know, understand the language that everyone is speaking. So Good Maps is really helping to minimize those concerns and provide people with the confidence to get where they need to be in the airport. And so this was a no-brainer for us. And as you had mentioned, it really is a game changer and key to that accessibility component for us to make sure that everyone has a seamless travel experience.
And just to be clear, Teresa, Good Maps is a free app on your phone you could download?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep, it's free and you can use it for free at any of the locations that you see. And you could actually explore the maps that we have from the comfort of your own home before you ever get on site.
Does it include the parking lots? I mean, thankfully at Bradley, it's pretty easy to navigate from the parking lot into the actual airport. But again, when you talk about, for example, like Newark you brought up before, or, you know, not Westchester so much because that's another small airport. But I would think one of the biggest concerns for people is navigating from where I park to maybe having to get on a tram to get into the airport. Where do I go to bags? All of that. Does it include the parking to airport? It's okay if it doesn't. So, I just want to have clarity.
Yeah. We can't take you from your actual parking spot, but we can take you from the parking garage. So once you get to, say, the elevator bank, away from your parking spot, we can then navigate individuals from that elevator bank into the airport quickly and efficiently.
Perfect. I think that's fine. I think once you get from your parking spot to the elevator or the corridor you need to go to, that's where panic sets in. I don't know. As a traveler myself, yeah. I'm an avid flyer, but I would say that is one of the biggest reasons that I only travel using airports like Bradley or I know they're not under the CAA, but a Tweed or even Westchester Airport, White Plains, because I can navigate from that parking lot to the airport. I mean, that is a big deal. So the fact is that's included once you get out of your parking spot and you go to the actual elevator. That's a big deal. I want to thank you both so much for coming on again. A very busy weekend ahead, but certainly new technology that goes beyond just Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully more airports get on board. So kudos to Bradley for wanting to incorporate good maps. And we'll see how much more it catches on. I think this could be a real game changer for travelers. Thank you so much.